Do you have a particular use for the red peppers as opposed to the yellow or green peppers?
No, no, it was all salad peppers.
It's all salad peppers.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, I will use a yellow pepper for this evening.
Oh, fabulous. Would you like to string the beans?
Sure.
I know, it's kind of smelly, isn't it? But I got it at a reputable market.
Well, let's see, a three-person salad bowl.
Huh?
They aren't particularly
small. Oh, then just snap
it. That probably looks like a three-person salad bowl.
Man, that's a big hole.
Where do you want them to
put
it? It's huge. Are they just going on the head?
You want to put them in a colander and wash them? There's a colander. Oh, it's gone. Oh, here. Around the corner. I got fishing here. My God, these are
enormous.
Oh, I see. We have two big ones. Good. Okay, now, how much do you guys each want? Like half of that?
Sure.
Or do we eat more? If you'll eat more than that, then I'll cook the whole thing. If not, then I'll make ceviche. The leftovers. What do you think? This is a big fucking fish.
What?
Half of one of these or more than that?
I could eat one of those.
You could?
Well, but I won't.
Then I guess.
I mean,
okay.
Well, don't. What you ought to do, though, cook all the fish, because we won't use it if you don't cook it.
Well, I was going to make ceviche with the leftovers.
All right, that sounds good.
So you can eat about that much meat?
There's a bad smell in here.
Yeah.
There is?
But I'm
also the smell
of
fish.
Lots of stuff.
The smell.
Oh, okay, well, let's make the whole thing then.
A fish is in the fridge.
Oh God. Okay, now. Let's see if we can have like dietetic style fish.
You'll probably want me to wash this stuff.
Stop telling me. If you want, you can use the lettuce washer because we're using the comb.
Where's the lettuce washer?
You know, the salad spinner thing. Creole seafood seasoning. See how hard we work?
That's right.
Here it is.
$1.99.
Possibly the most spurious device ever invented.
Oh, I think they're great. Do you have a salad spinner?
No.
Cool.
Is this like something you had when you were young in your own family?
No. Brand new. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I don't think they ever... Did they actually exist back then?
You know, people probably didn't have to wash their salads back then because they didn't know what was on them.
Yeah, they weren't crawling with disgusting pesticide.
Conceptual pesticide.
Okay.
Pesticides of the mind.
Should I fry this fish? Beg your indulgence. My dear, but I might slip in faster here.
Okay, so did we decide to do or do not want potatoes?
I think potatoes are excessive. I think we have enough food here.
That's fine.
Okay,
no,
we have...
for having like salad and fish.
Uh-huh, and green beans.
Yeah.
We can make garlic bread or something.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
can have a little
I have the ideal making for garlic bread right here.
Garlic, bread, and butter.
Right. Well, actually, I have Trader Joe's whipped garlic bread spread. Ew.
Oh, boy. So we can dispense with the garlic and the butter.
Right. It's all
goes right along with the Cajun spice.
I know. It's just like, well, we could have gone out, but I wanted to be homemade, you know?
Right. Flavors of the evening. Just add food.
Spray on olive oil. Oh, boy. Woo!
Is it
really? Yes. It's really icky.
How bizarre. How come, like, the breadcrumbs were already attached to the fish or the pan or something?
Well, I probably could have bought it that way. But, I said I wanted to be homemade. You know, I want to be special.
At least they are, like, already breaded, crumbed in the jar.
They're working on breeding pre-breaded red snapper in fish farms. Have you heard about these horrific new genetic developments in food livestock?
Yeah,
like they're trying to breed Oh, they're trying to breed like a 40-foot long tube chicken?
No! You mean so that they can go right from that to chicken McNuggets?
Yeah. It has no, basically no body bones except a spine to convey the nerves from one end to another.
Oh, no! Who's doing this, Juicy Davis?
This is like some kind of horrific nightmare. I read about this. It's tube chickens.
Cool. That's really worse.
It's just awful. Who wants to eat it?
I think I'll dip these in egg.
Of course, you know, the early man probably said the same thing about the first domestic chicken. You know?
Can you imagine they're taking this beautiful jungle fowl and they're leaving it in a box?
Right.
Oh, I wonder if it's this horrible.
Is there something fishy that smells?
No.
No, I think it's just residual...
residual fish smell from
fish smell from the potent red snapper.
No, it will be unpotent in a minute. It's not pork. Let me see. Was I interested? There's nothing worse than staring like a dope at your own figure. Oh, an egg. God damn it, what'd you do? You son of a bitch.
I threw a green pepper down your blouse.
I threw a green pepper down my shirt.
I thought it was funny.
Hilarious.
I'm laughing.
I got quite a giggle out of it. Did you dispense with the tomatoes that I had sitting in here? In the fifth household efficiency, those, yes.
So my mom didn't catch any fish, nor, she said, rotten luck.
Where were they fishing, like in lakes? Or?
I think at the mouth of rivers on the coast of Oregon.
Oh.
Oh, my.
They have some...
So like, are they catching salmon and stuff, or what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And some guy who knows a good thing when he's onto it calls them up and says, fish are running, don't you want to come up here and pay me $80 a day to run my boat, catch fabulous salmon. And they have it canned, you know, they eat it when they're up there, and I guess they have some frozen, but they have it canned and put it in our stockings for Christmas.
Oh,
that's great.
It's nice for them to have some recreation.
There's been no salmon in your stockings this year, huh?
Have already done it, so... I mean, this was another trip. In fact, they're supposed to go up in more, you know, environmental things. They're supposed to go up at the end of August when they usually run. And fish weren't running this year. You know, it's like everywhere. Nothing's doing what it's supposed to anymore. Mm-hmm. That's why that whole mountain climbing expedition was screwy.
What mountain
climbing
expedition?
The one that
we went on in Nepal. Was supposed to be right
to be
in between perfect weather and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they ended up getting early winter storms or late monsoon storms or whatever.
Whatever, it was atypical weather.
You know, everywhere we've been in the past several years, everybody's talking about how the weather just isn't normal.
It's true. That's definitely been the case in Indonesia for quite a few
years. Really?
Yeah. Like when I was living there for a couple of years, the rainy season was all off. You know, it rained during the dry season, it was dry during the rainy season.
Oh, really?
And really, really dry. They were having a drought there again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if our drought here will ever break. I wonder if this isn't
it?
The new weather for Southern California.
Well, they claim that there's these cycles and that we're in the middle of a normal cycle. I'm not sure that is.
Well, we read this great book called The End of Nature by this guy, this, you know, 28-year-old Harvard guy who lives out in the woods all off the road. Anyway, smart. And it's called The End of Nature. And it's just really a scary book, you know. There's no natural world left.
Right.
All the natural world was gone in 1975.
His premise is basically this, that as soon as the world hit a point where there was no more objectively pristine land.
Uh-huh.
When, you know, they found right. pollution on top of Mount Everest
mm-hmm.
and at the very bottom of the ocean.
Right.
Well, that's it. Mm-hmm. Man has had some effect on the entire absoluteness of the globe.
Right.
So in principle, the concept of nature as a system inside of which man lives is mm-hmm. over.
Right.
And then, in practice, since then, which was 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
man has had such dramatic impact on what we used to think of as nature that the only way to coexist with nature, it's no longer nature, the quasi-religious, overarching, ordering principle
right.
inside
it's
of which mankind lives
mm-hmm.
and, you know, a thing that we can all rely on as a balancing force over and above ourselves to order the universe. Forget all that.
Ooh, that's spicy.
It's now, you know, the world is going to be kept in order by the same people that brought you, you know, the atomic bomb
right.
and all that stuff, right?
Right.
Which
yeah.
just doesn't sound like a very practical proposal.
Wow.
You know, the same people brought you the extinction of all the large mammals in mm-hmm. Europe and America are now entrusted with
maintaining
the entire globe for the rest of time.
Right.
Not likely. So that was his basic premise. And then he goes on for the rest of the book to
then
absolutely
it gets really depressing.
Heartlessly debunk all of the, you know, watery-eyed, New Age, various theories of how it might not be that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Forget it. Right. We're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read it in the New Yorker, and I thought, I don't know, one of those New York articles,
So, I mean, but his premise is not that mankind can't survive on Earth.
Right.
His question
is,
can mankind
right.
spiritually survive in a metaphysical world in which it is patently obvious that man is the highest active principle,
mm-hmm.
you know, outside of completely faith-based belief in God, you know, which is irrespective of any relationship to nature,
mm-hmm.
there is now absolutely nothing in the world to which we are beholden. And his question was, what impact is this going to have on the,
fucks up the animals.
Cultural growth
right.
of the human species? Do we even want this? Do we want to be the guy in charge of the world?
On the other hand, isn't he saying it's too late?
Well, he is kind of saying it's too late.
So.
This is why it's such a depressing book.
Right.
He's saying we already did it, and we haven't even thought about whether we wanted to do it or not.
Right.
This is typical.
Yeah.
And then it gets down to, you know, I mean, that brings into play other people's remarks, like, you know, the... It's all fine and good for us in this generation to talk about saving the whale.
Yeah.
Do you want them broken small? Or?
Oh, I think they're good.
Okay,
Yeah.
You know, saving the whale or saving the polar bear or making sure there's enough grizzly bears, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But implicit is that at any point in time, any time in the future, that man, the collective, you know, group,
mm-hmm.
or even individual special interests decide, yeah, fuck the whales.
Right.
They're out of there. Bang them. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, interesting book. I read it because of this project, you know.
Which project?
The Animal Kingdom Project.
I don't think I know about that.
It's a thing I'm doing for Disney.
So is that going to Africa?
Yeah.
Such a scumbag. He's going back to Nepal. And India too went November.
Those are not all related languages.
No, well, they aren't. They just all happen to be in Southeast Asia.
Oh.
That's why.
Bill O'Connell's in the Philippines.
Right.
I have a neat book. I don't know if you've seen.
What's Cebuano?
It's in the Philippines too.
It's on the island of Cebu.
Oh, of course.
Figure that one out.
No. department store in Tokyo.
A book called Power and Gold.
Power and Gold?
Power and Gold. It's all about jewelry traditions of the archipelago of Indonesia and the Philippines.
Right.
Did you see it?
It was
probably
at the LA County.
Oh, it's like this an exhibition right thing. Oh, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. It was neat.
Did you? Oh no, you never went to Jakarta.
No.
Okay, because there's in
Jakarta,
the national in the National Museum they have a gold room that has all this gold. That was really neat.
You mean not made out of gold?
No. I mean, it's just, it's
called
the gold
room. Aren't you neat? Look at those little M's all wrapped up in that plastic.
Right. Or do you, like, should they go somewhere where they recycle, like, turn to compost, or...
We don't have a compost
pile. So it just goes in the trash. Like
that's
this,
part of my landscape thing. Garbage is underneath. If you can save the bag, you can turn it inside out and save.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But you don't have to.
There's already plastic bags in there. So.
Yeah.
I'll put this on the dining room table.
Just...
Anyway.
Mm, hey, that carrot's good.
It's really pretty. Oh, it goes island
have
system by
to eat?
Island
I start
system.
Food?
Oh, yeah. Let's definitely.
They go in. How about that?
Right. I have that, and I have another one that's a museum catalog called Art of the Archipelago. I think that's what it's called, which is Indonesian and Philippine Artistic Tradition.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
He in here has some theories drawing at least art historical parallels between motifs of the people in Assam with mostly Batak and Dayak stuff. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And actually when you see it, you see them.
Right.
Imagine pretty clearly some connection. Anyway, interesting.
Yeah.
Looks like enough salad.
Oh, I got it. You want to put the... You put the water on the plants? Is that what was going on?
What?
You're watering with that? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect water.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you know, I'd love to do gray water here, but...
It's illegal.
Really? How rude.
Isn't
that weird? It is. They just built a great big gray water processing center at the laundromat in the complex where I live.
Oh.
It's like right outside our back door. There's all these huge machines and stuff that like filter it and all, and they're trying to like pump it into their watering system. For the
gray water systems are local to, I mean, you get your own. You know, it's not like a big system somewhere.
Yeah.
You get your own gray water system.
Yeah.
It's a complex.
Right, because this is this apartment complex and there's the laundromat and they just... the water and then,
well, laundry's the best way in showers, I guess.
The best way
to get gray water.
Right. Well, I would think you wouldn't want to think what might go down in a sink and stuff.
You wouldn't want to what? Well, I guess it's more, it's not that you don't want it on your lawn, it's that you don't want it sitting around before it goes on your lawn.
Right.
Stuff from the sink.
Yeah.
Because the stuff from the sink would be great for your lawn if it could get right out there.
Yeah, but then it'd be sitting there sort of decomposing or doing its thing all over the lawn instead of in a nice little compost pile. So.
Well, not if you were careful. I mean, you know, if you were really careful about your kitchen and it was just perfect runoff.
Yeah, that'd be good. Because all that stuff should go into the compost pile to begin with.
Yeah. Actually, you know, Zeke the Sheik is a local. You know, the guy whose compost pile blew up.
Oh, no, I don't know
about this. Did you hear about him?
No.
It caught fire. His finish was up. It caught fire. And he used the compost from the place next door that was a big, big, big cemetery. And here, you want to butter these?
The grass clippings. This huge cemetery. They would mow their lawns. He would take the
and
grass.
And he asked them if he could have the grass clippings for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this.
Did you just make three of them?
Mm-hmm. Or however long the butter lasts for that one.
So he had a 40-foot tall compost pile.
It started to combust, you know, internally.
Right, just sort of naturally, spontaneously.
Yeah. Ah! Now we're doing good.
So just like this, butter them?
Sorry, yeah. Open.
Okay.
Split them. Yeah, those are left over. Yeah, there might be more. Delicious.
Are these sesame or poppy seed?
Are they?
No, it's the mole.
Oh, yeah.
No, how are the beans?
How are the beans? Great.
Just like...
Delicious.
Checking for an expiration date?
No, I just don't know what all the, what all the black things were in.
Mold.
Oh.
Right.
Shall I do something civilized, like clear the table, or are we just going to barbarian it out?
No, why don't you clear the table? Unless we want to eat outside.
It's dark. How will we see what we're eating?
Candles. Upstairs. You want to eat inside or outside?
I don't care. Outside's fine.
Let's eat outside. Just, but you still have to clean off that table because it's growing.
Which table? This table here?
No, the table outside.
The table outside.
Mm-hmm. It's dirty.
Outside.
So wash it with a cloth.
Wash it, take it down.
Did I get you?
Nope.
I thought I was going to get you. Oh,
I love green
beans. And they are so good leftover.
With
lemon and garlic.
So these are just the spices that are black and green and stuff?
I guess. Where's the black? I haven't seen the black.
Well, I don't know. Well, it's maybe just it's the light. I guess it's just very dark. It's oregano and stuff, oregano. Yeah.
What's that? There's same as black color. Oregano.
Right.
It's like purple basil. Purple basil.
So should I just finish it all off and make this really decorative and rich?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get rid of it. Oh, look, a little lemon from the tree. Ew, there's stuff there. You know, we came back from we had to go to the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna for an event. And we've gone for like 4 days.
Yes, yeah, really relaxing weekend, you know, it's really great.
I had a particularly stupendous time because I had to be a wife most of the time, but part of the time I got to be a worker and do the really fun work. So it was really great.
Uh-huh.
I had a great time. And we're pulling up, and I see this girl who I'd never seen before sort of dart out of our driveway and stand there and watch us pull in, and she goes like this. Like, oh, my God, I'm caught. I said, hi, can I help you? You know? And she goes, and you know, of course, it's a long drive, so I probably look like
right.
And she goes, oh, I was just getting some lemons. I said, oh, yeah? Who are you? And she goes, oh, I'm your next-door neighbor. No, she said, first she said, Kenneth said I could have some. He's this guy, this old guy across the street.
Uh-huh.
So Jude said to him, if you ever want lemons, you know, go ahead and have them.
Right.
And he said, she said, oh, Kenneth said I could have some lemons.
Right.
I said, he did. And she goes, yeah. And I said, oh, and she goes, you don't mind, do you? And I said, well, yeah, in fact, I do mind, because I thought the lemon tree was dying. I didn't see any lemons on it.
Uh-huh.
Because she said, you wouldn't mind if I came back and got a whole bag full, would you?
Right.
I said, yeah. There's like one lemon left on this tree that I can reach, you know?
Uh-huh.
I was about to go to Africa, so I'd never, you know, I have to get a stepladder out to pick my own lemons. It's,
I have to use a, like this abrasive sponge to clean that table up.
Okay. Why is it grody?
Well, it just doesn't come off very easily.
Should I make, like, tartar sauce or something really decadent?
What's this in this squirt bottle?
Windex.
You need some of that.
Does tartar sauce go with Cajun spices?
Well, we could make...
I mean, that doesn't have
any sauce. Oh, you know what? We have this neat island mango sauce. Chutney sauce.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I have tons of chutney.
Do you save these things?
I think that one will save, yeah.
Okay, just
What are those little things called? Small plastic?
Containers?
Reusable containers.
Right.
I guess.
Oh, this looks yummy.
Oh, that's really good. A little salty. Oh, I guess we ought to put those in the oven if we're going to eat them.
It says chicken liver.
Yeah. It's amazing what happens if you keep it in the fridge long enough. I figure what goes around comes around, you know? Everything will mutate into something you can eat eventually. But seriously, folks. Oh, shit.
Are we flaky yet?
No, not even close.
My butt's hot.
I know. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We got everything on the oven.
My butt is hot.
My butt. Where did that come from? Why did we start saying that? My butt.
She's fat.
My butt. She's fat. Yeah, where do we hear that? On TV?
It was on a poster at a circus.
Oh, yeah. My butt. She's fat. What were we saying that way? I couldn't hear it.
No, I don't remember that.
My
that
butt.
The first time I've heard that.
That's one of the things in my job I have to, oh, shit, watch out for.
Saying things like that?
Yeah, like, you know, mothers with, you know, children with no heart or something, you know, can't ride the ride, stuff like that. All the bad breaks. You have to watch for the bad breaks.
Right.
Well, let's just loop it up with a little olive oil in here so these don't burn to death.
Oh, the real thing, that's the brand.
Really? Woo!